bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And if you're not experiencing that with your computer, then give us a holler and see if we can get you back
to
that point.
Oh, computer.
There was a time. Now, everybody remembers that first time when they really...
Naughty, kinda, nice computer.
Not the naughty part. Where they really...
I got that voice down pretty good, huh?
No. Got it, you know, they understood that the...
Nice, soft computer.
No, not like that either.
No?
No. No. Don't quit your day job. That feeling of... Wow, this is really cool. There's all. It's like the first time, I don't know, maybe it's just me. The first time I really understood what a library was, when I walk, you know, you walk in and it's like, holy cow, there's all this stuff. All these books, all this knowledge, all this. Well, anyway.
Most people
do achieve that with the computer and the internet connection at some point. That light goes on like, holy cow, I have the whole world at my fingertips. And so you really start that love relationship with your computer, and then when the computer starts to act like a spoiled two-year-old, the hate part of the relationship comes in.
The hate part, huh?
Yeah. So if you're on the hate part and you want to get back to the love part, that's what we're here for.
We're here to help you love again.
Actually, we're here to make fun of people. And if we happen to help them...
Bonehead of the day!
We're looking. We're searching.
Right. In our convoluted minds, our thought is if we make fun of the person that's asking a question, then others that are listening will maybe deter from making those same mistakes, and in a small way, that's how we're helping the world.
And it makes us feel good to help. Oh, not at all to
make fun of people.
Make fun of people? No.
Oh, that's not true.
Speaking of making fun of people,
we were talking to Adam before we went to break.
He's 14 and he makes fun of people by speaking.
You know what? What's cool about Adam is he makes fun of us to us on the air, and a lot of times we don't even realize it.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
Yeah,
I've even called in and corrected you guys before, too.
Well, that's not a surprise at all. Yeah, and that's not making fun of us either.
Oh.
All right, so before we went to break, we talked about how Yahoo is causing problems for the masses that use the Trillion software. Now, explain what Trillion is, first of all.
Well, a little background on Trillion. It's a cool little program that you can download for Windows that allows you to communicate on the AOL Instant Messaging service, the Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, the ICQ service, and it allows you to access IRC chat servers.
And you just thought it was lots of money.
Yeah, so here's this cool product that, you know, the problem with all these different instant messaging systems is that they, by design, are supposed to exclude all others. So if I've got one friend that's on the Yahoo messaging service and one on AOL and one on MSN, I got all these different programs installed in my computer. We all know what that means.
Junk.
Garbage. So here's this great program that will, with one package, communicate with all these services. What a great deal.
And it's free, and you just get it, and it consolidates all your junk.
Mm-hmm.
Except for it doesn't as much anymore.
What's happening there now?
Well, Yahoo, for, quote, security reasons, is trying to block out the Trillion services and any of the other instant messaging programs that try to access the Yahoo server.
So that the only way you'd be able to access, if you were a Yahoo Instant Messenger client... would be with their software and no other software.
Right.
And what's the buzz on the street as far as MSN and AOL following suit?
There has been talk about AOL and MSN doing that. I think MSN did have something going on where they blocked out the third-party messengers at some point.
Yeah.
But Cerulean Studios, the people who make Trillion, have already come out with a server patch. A software patch that lets you still access the MSN and Yahoo servers.
So they're getting around the block that...
As true computer guys do, they will always overcome.
They hacked their way around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to tell Yahoo to get a clue?
Yeah.
Get a clue!
All right, so your story number two is several media outlets call me to try to get clarification on this story, go ahead. We had some web server attack or something. They steal my credit card numbers and
get all my financial information and then go to www.banking.com and then take all my money and transfer it to their accounts.
No.
Is that what happens? No. What happened?
I think that was last week's story, but this time there's intruders that are using certain websites that they've compromised. They're using these web servers to access other people's computers through to Internet Explorer flaws. These flaws would allow the hackers to control your computer.
my understanding is that a Russian group put a Russian server up that then went out and infected other web servers that were, the security settings weren't set right, which, gosh, I guess there's a few of those out there, and also took care of an unknown flaw or took advantage of an unknown flaw in the internet information server that allowed them to redirect. So if I was trying to go to Adam's website and his website was...
Adam'sWebsite.com.
Web server was taken over by these Russians. Instead of seeing Adam's website, it would send it right to the... immediately redirect it to the Russian server. And as soon as that happened, a Trojan program was automatically installed just by visiting that Russian website.
Mm-hmm.
So they took advantage of two vulnerabilities that were either known or not known. Unfortunately, there's no patches for either. But the good news is... the good news is that they shut down the Russian server yesterday.
They did. I didn't read that here.
Yeah, so there was an update to that. I mean, this is how fast it happens on the internet.
Yeah.
Thursday, they discovered this Russian server doing this. Friday, the various internet engineers were able to shut it down.
Right.
I'm guessing that one of the things that they may have done is done a denial of service attack on that Russian server.
They put up a Berlin Wall around the Russian server.
Something to that effect. So here's the real story, because there's been a lot of misinformation. Where this credit card stolen number thing came in, I think that's just some, regular non-technology reporter just speculating about what could happen.
Yeah.
There was no known, we don't know what the Russian group was trying to do other than put the Trojan in. Once the Trojan is in the machine, true, they can access anything on your computer. So let your imagination run free.
Yeah, and on this at the bottom of the news story here, it says that Windows users could download an alternate browser like Mozilla or Opera.
Yes.
Which are a couple of other browsers. I love Mozilla, which is also known as Netscape, technically.
Kind of, sorta.
Now,
in a weird political kind of way.
I thought Opera was built on the Microsoft Internet Explorer engine.
It might have been.
Yeah.
I think it originally was stolen code from, or borrowed, excuse me.
All right, well, here's the bottom line, guys.
And the big thing is Mac users aren't in danger either. Go buy a Mac.
Right, at this point. The vulnerability still exists. The specific Russian server that launched this attack has been shut down. So it's a good news, bad news story. The good news is we got the Ruski server down. The bad news is...
Turn off that red server!
Somebody in another part of the world could easily set a server up to take advantage of this again. So, in the very near future, we should see some patches. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, if you don't listen to the show regularly, you might want to stay tuned to that. As soon as we know of a patch for this issue, we will alert our listeners through our newsletter system, which you can go to datadoctors.com, click on the newsletter section, and put your email address in there and go through the instructions to get on the list. In the meantime, don't go to websites unless they're the big major websites that you're familiar with, the CNNs, the KTARs, the Data Doctors, the people that you know are on top of this thing. These lesser-known websites are the ones that are most likely going to be taken advantage of by this vulnerability. So if it's some obscure website you've never been on, you might want to hold off until this patch comes out.
Yeah, I better check my website, make sure it's still up and running.
Yeah, there you go.
And as usual, keep your antivirus up to date and the Windows updates up to date. Whatever it says in the critical updates, make sure they're installed. Make sure that whatever you have for antivirus, you keep it updated. Because as soon as that fix does come out, you want to be able to take advantage of that. So I would just make sure it's done daily.
If you are ultra, ultra paranoid and you want to do what you can from a security standpoint now, you can change the security setting in your Internet Explorer browser. If you go to Tools, Internet Options, and then Security, just set it at the highest security level. Now, the problem in doing that is all the legitimate sites that you want to access, portions of the site may no longer be accessible or may not work if they're supposed to pop up screens and that kind of thing. So understand that it's a temporary fix. If you're Mr. Paranoid, you can go that route. I don't recommend you do that.
Mr. or Mrs. Paranoid.
Mr. or Mrs. Paranoid.
And actually, if you're ultra paranoid, just don't get on the internet. Unplug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, since we're talking about, trying to protect yourself, make sure and line the inside of your baseball cap with about 3 layers of aluminum foil to keep the gamma rays from hitting you that were being bombarded, secret underground, like the Men in Black. There.
I saw a thing on CNET News.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
And I saw a thing on CNET News about some people making a wallpaper, an actual physical wallpaper that you put on your wall that will block out Wi-Fi signals for security.
So it'll keep it from either being transmitted out or in.
Right.
Forget trying to use security built into the software. Let's just do the practical method.
Let's spend $1,400 on
what
wallpaper.
You can't fix with wallpaper or with wallpaper. What you can't fix with software, we just have a more less technical approach.
Listen, that's what makes this country great. Somebody identified an opportunity, they were on it. Mm-hmm.
There's no laughing over there because I stumbled. You get over here and you do this.
Adam, thank you, my man.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thanks.
Our crack reporter, Adam from Glendale.
Glendale, right.
Maybe we should, somewhere along the line here, get into answering questions.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to tell Chad that he's going to be up next.
Next, Chad.
Right after Chad will be Todd, then Rod, then Fold. That says Fold. I wonder if that's really who it is. And all kinds of other calls and questions, 602-277-5827. A quick timeout here when we come back. Your calls.
It's game two.